are psychotic, Jesus Judge.
It's time for a reality check.
Here we go.
Yes, and here we are once again. Every Thursday at 7:40, we bring to you the best, juiciest gossip with one of our favorites right here in Madtown.
Oh, yes. We got our girl Erin Martin from Pink Shade in the studio.
Hello.
Hey, girl.
Yes, hey, girl.
Looking cute as ever.
I know.
Well, thank you.
Very summery.
Thank
I love
you.
It. Love the colors.
Well, you know, it's summer for about 3 days here. You got to live it up.
I know that's right.
Very much so. By the way, you can live it up with Erin Martin because she is so good at what she does that she is on the Jenny McCarthy Show each and every week. People are probably like, are you serious? How the heck did you do that?
I know.
They plucked me from obscurity. I was writing for a reality TV website doing recaps for all the housewives, and they found me, and Jenny and I clicked, and we're both obsessed with reality TV. So we do a Real Housewives Roundup segment every Friday on Sirius XM Stars. Channel 109.
Isn't that amazing?
That's so cool.
Yeah. We love it. We love
yes,
it. And
we
now
do.
She graces our airwaves.
That's
so
right.
We are super happy.
Love
yep.
you.
All right, ladies.
Okay.
Let's get down to the dirty with the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills reunion number two.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
Really crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I was really actually impressed that they brought something. I mean, courtesy of Camille being just absolutely crazy.
Just insane. Right.
Just insane.
Yeah.
Just an insane person. But also Andy kind of goading her.
Yeah.
I was like, what's he doing? And then I thought, oh, he's desperate. He needs somebody to just lose their mind. And so he got that with Camille.
Well, he's desperate because it wasn't a great season.
No, it was
right.
not.
And I mean, three parts. We don't need three parts to the reunion.
Oh, he needed like 1.5,
I mean,
maybe.
Look, she brought it. I mean, she definitely should be coming back. She brought it.
She did, although I don't understand why her anger is directed at Denise.
I don't
either. Yeah. It's so insane. And Denise is even like, huh? Like, she's just sitting there like, what is happening?
Right. Yeah.
Why am I getting yelled at by Camille? The whole Lisa Vanderpump teeth comment was brought up again.
Right.
And Kyle has really been going nuts about that on Instagram, on different forums.
Yeah.
About how, you know, Camille's lying that Kyle was laughing and saying that Lisa had bad breath.
Yep.
Ooh, actually, we have some audio with that.
Oh, yes, we do.
Okay, it's not going to work for some reason. Okay,
no,
that's awesome.
Right. We can imagine the comments in our head.
Oh, yeah.
Seriously,
sure.
It's like really, really mean that they go ahead. She is totally like two-faced. She is two-faced. Camille is two-faced.
I mean, there was so much footage of her with the girls saying, oh, it wasn't right that she did this and this and this. And then she'd go and write an article or go talk to Lisa Vanderpump, you know? Like, she clearly was two-faced. And then she's like,
she
but
says
I
she
can't.
Can have two thoughts. I can have two thoughts.
She goes, can I have feelings? Two
well,
feelings?
I mean, when I look at Camille, too, I think, I don't know that she can have two thoughts.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
she's
I don't
not
know
the brightest
either.
Bulb, in my opinion. But she is trying to play a game, but she doesn't do it very well. That's how I always have seen Camille. She tries to play the game, but she can't do it very well. Lisa Vanderpump was a master of playing the game. I respect her.
Yeah.
While she was two-faced in a lot of times,
right,
but she
wasn't
caught doing it.
Right.
Kyle is messy. Denise is just, I don't think Denise has two-faced, you know, in her vocabulary.
No.
She's very upfront with everything.
Yeah.
However, Camille, to me at the reunion.
Yeah.
It was seeming like she was there as Lisa Vanderpump's.
Yeah,
she might have been.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have doubt that there was some side chatter with this.
Yeah,
right.
And Lisa.
She was like there with a script.
Yep,
ready to go.
That's a good call, girl.
Her girl, you know, she was happy that she got invited down to Vegas to Vanderpump's new business, which there are rumors that that's going to be the new spinoff. You know,
of course,
if Camille wants to get in on the ground floor with that.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
She needs to relax.
Yeah.
I thought it was pretty funny, and I thought it was very interesting. How all the legal proceedings are happening with these women.
Yes.
Like, they are insane. Of course, Andy decides to let us all know about all of them. He's just, like, reading people asking. So, Monty from Nevada wants to know why Erica is happy to talk about LVP all day, but stay silent on her husband defaulting on a $15 million loan.
Yeah. Which, haven't I seen in social media, he has to pay that, right?
I don't know. She was like, it's been forgiven and they've apologized.
That's right.
Or it's been settled.
Well, with all of these proceedings, Mauricio scamming someone out of $37 million. Dorit is in a lawsuit. But the good thing I think about Kyle saying, yeah, this stuff is going on, but we don't mention this stuff on camera. We don't want to tear each other down on camera and talk about these things.
Oh, excuse me, Kyle? Excuse me, ma'am? Yeah. Right. I don't know about that. That's the show you've been on for 9, 10, 1,000 years. Mm-hmm. And also, like, you mentioned your sister being an alcoholic. When that wasn't supposed to be mentioned, and that's what launched you guys into fame, sadly.
Right.
There have been a lot of things mentioned. Remember Taylor Armstrong's husband? Oh, yes. Abusive, and sadly, then committing suicide. Yeah. If they want to act like Beverly Hills is above mentioning it all, as Bethany Frankel says, they're not. They're at their best when they mention it all.
Well, and that's the problem with the show. That's why it's become boring. Because we want to know about...
Totally.
Like, to me, watching the reunion, let's address the stuff that's going on with Dorit. Like, I feel like... First of all, she took a dog. She gave a dog to someone else.
She
Can
did.
We address that? Like, why is it? And then
it's glossed
you
over.
You have all these legal issues. We want to know about this. Can we address this stuff?
And even if it's not like the details, you could talk about how it's affecting you or like how you're upset or you're worried. I mean, my God, we've seen people go to jail on the different franchises.
For sure. Yeah.
We've seen people who have been investigated and paid a price for it. And these women are not allowed to share that because they've made a pact. I don't think so. Right. We can get new cast members to come on.
We can have them all come on. I just thought it was really funny. I don't know if you girls noticed that this when it came to Dorit in her awesome outfit. Did you see her knot on her head? You could tell either her head was itching with all that metal, but she knocks on her head.
I know.
Yeah. She's trying to see if anybody's home.
Oh, hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Knock, knock, knock. Yeah. That whole metal head Terminator situation has got to go. I cannot believe she walked out with her glam squad being like, yes, girl,
this
do
is it.
Well, she just looks so funny to me. I was listening to one of your podcasts where you were talking about she just tries too hard and it comes off.
She's too try-hard.
You can tell. And that's what's not appealing. Like, she is trying to be like an Erica Jane.
I know.
She's
just wish she would be goofy Dorit. Like, Dorit is at her best when she's playing beer pong.
Yeah,
on a camping trip.
Ooh, yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And she's at her worst when she's wearing 1,000 metal clips in her hair trying to lie about dogs.
It's either that or Camille taking her dress off. I'm like,
okay, so what's
really
up with that?
Naked.
So she, naked. Okay, so what was up with that?
Yeah.
So I'm like, why are you taking your dress off? And I'm thinking to myself, okay, is the mic back there? But literally, like, the dress was just coming off.
Yeah.
I'm like, are you taking
the mic
it off,
is back
or?
There? They're just stripping naked. Like, they're just like, boop, I'm done. I'm going naked.
Yeah.
They got to rip that mic off by any means necessary.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah, because it'll be a hot mic.
Oh, it has
it'll
it.
Be a hot mic. She'll be back there swearing, and they'll put it all the footage on.
She'll,
Gotta love that.
Hilarious.
I know.
So, I don't know. I'm really interested when it comes to the reunion number three.
What
Why
is, left?
Is there a reunion
what
number three?
What is left to talk about? Well, she comes back.
She marches back and she comes zips back. That dress
and she's
back
crying. I saw that she was crying.
Well, these girls, they don't understand her. I mean, you guys are mean.
Right.
You're mean girls. You're mean.
She is just, in her mind, she was twisting everything. Like, Denise didn't say anything about her divorce, how she handled her divorce, like nothing. And she just... She twisted everything and just starts getting upset.
Right, but this is classic season one Camille. Remember when she was like, Kyle, what did you say about my husband?
Yeah.
And Kyle was
psychic.
Like,
nothing.
Gosh. I don't know. And it turned into a huge fight because she just she had perceived slights coming from every direction.
Yeah.
And she's doing that again.
Right.
I personally think season one Camille is very entertaining. I'm sort of, in an evil way, I'm glad to see her back because I'm so bored with everything else.
Yeah, exactly.
But it'll be interesting to see what happens next year if we get Brandy back.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
If, the Nicholas Sheridan rumor
comes
through.
Can we talk about
that,
though?
She
had said something about Lisa Vanderpump didn't come to the reunion because she believes because of Brandy. Like, because Denise... So you remember
Again,
that when
she
said
was
that?
The mouthpiece, right? Mm-hmm. She was saying she felt so hurt
because Denise like filmed with her or something like that. Yeah,
right. Okay, ladies.
Okay, ladies.
Please, no. Lisa Vanderpump didn't come to the reunion because she was done with the show.
Yeah,
she quit. I think she's mad at production.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
I don't know what the truth is about the rumors that a producer leaked the Puppygate story.
Right.
That could be just completely false. She's denying it, but it's out there. And she didn't come because she's done and she wanted to make a point. It's not because she's hurt by Brandy.
She doesn't care about Brandy. She does not care about other people's feelings. I don't think she's that way.
Mm-hmm.
I think she lies to Ken, and Ken still thinks she's the goddess
of
the angel.
He is crazy about her.
I do love how loyal he is.
I do, too. No matter what.
Like, Get you a man like Ken Todd.
That's true.
Who holds your dog with the little outfit.
Oh my gosh.
Who defends you.
Yes.
He sticks by her.
Get yourself a backbone though, Ken. I mean, that's kind of sad to me. That kind of reminds me of, when Mariah Carey was going up and grabbing her big Grammy, and then her Nick Cannon was in the back holding her train. I'm like, really?
Oh.
Did you lose your cojones?
I forgot.
Where are your cojones? Really?
I know.
That's how I see it. That's how I see it.
Okay, that's a good point.
I do not have that in my life.
Right?
No.
You have it, but not, dude, come on.
I mean, I like the loyalty. I think it says a lot about him being loyal.
Yeah.
But then I think also as a partner, why are you condoning bad behavior? Like, as a partner, don't you want to be honest with the other person?
They're maintaining that they have not lied.
I know.
That they are telling the truth. And you know what? It might come out that they are telling the truth and they haven't lied. However, she's paying the price for being manipulative for
sure.
10 plus years.
What about them bringing up that point? Like, then you would get rid of that staff, that employee who...
I know.
So then it made me think, because I've believed Lisa this whole time. I have.
That she didn't
I don't think that she leaked the story. Mm-hmm. I think somebody that she knows leaked it. Yeah, in her camp. Mm-hmm. But I don't think she did it.
Do you think she set up that scene at Vanderpump Dogs to kind of throw Dorit under the bus by way of Teddy?
With Teddy?
And then say herself.
I do.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk
about
it. I do.
I think Lisa is very passive aggressive. No, I'm not upset with you, but I'm upset with you.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do things so you know that I'm upset. But I don't think that she leaked the story.
I agree. I don't think she leaked, but I definitely think she was all about having those conversations on the phone. I believe that she was a part of this. I do.
I do too.
In some way, she had to.
I do too. And in my heart, I kind of don't even care because Dorit needs to be called out for taking the second dog.
It drives me crazy.
Yeah, girl.
Not even taking it back, giving it away.
No. And then saying that she had talked to Lisa and Lisa knew, and she goes, Lisa was fine with it. But girl,
you're
common
lying.
Sense. Like, stop
common
it.
Sense, honey.
Maybe Teddy won't be back either next.
Teddy
next
needs
season.
To go. I'm sorry.
Teddy
she's
does need to go.
So annoying.
She needs to
yeah,
bore
she's
me.
Super annoying.
Super annoying.
Yeah, she is.
And she is running.
She
a
does
crazy
interject herself all the time
with that.
And I think she's almost.
It's a pyramid scheme.
I think she's almost like a single white female too with Kyle.
Yeah,
like,
girl, absolutely.
You want to be Kyle? You will be morphing into her soon with now dark hair.
Go get a brunette wig.
Yes, girl.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there you have it again. It's always fun to do some juicy gossip. Anything that you can share with us that is going on with you, girl?
Yes.
You got some interviews going on?
Katie Hamilton next week on the Pink Shade podcast. That'll be coming out in a couple of weeks. She was on The Real Housewives of Orange County for a hot minute until it all fell apart because of her husband, who's a baseball player back in the day. Sadly, an addiction problem. But we're going to talk about that. Her time filming. Megan King Edmonds was the one who replaced her, I think.
Oh.
And she's on Marrying Millions, a fantastic new show on Wednesday nights, Lifetime.
Okay.
About rich and poor couples coming together and seeing if they can make it work.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Yeah, that's great.
That's so nice.
Mm-hmm.
What do we have in common?
I know.
Oh, you're rich and
you're
not.
Exactly. Yeah. I'll take
Yay
it.
For
I'll
you.
Take it.
Yeah.
There
I'll take
you
it too.
It. That's Reality Check, always, each and every Thursday around 7:30 with our girl, Erin Martin.
Woo!
Loving on you, girl.
Love you.
All right. Till next time.
So nasty and so rude.